Welcome to WUSF's University Beat podcast, covering the news and newsmakers at the University of South Florida.
This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. The University of South Florida doesn't have many summer classes for teachers, and certainly not for 37 teachers from other countries. But not all summer school classes are backed by a $340,000 grant from the U.S. State Department. USF Professor of Social Science Education, Dr. Barbara Cruz, says the teachers from Haiti and the Dominican Republic are taking part in a six-week workshop towards democracy and diversity.
We want teachers to learn more about democracy and diversity in the United States, as well as how it relates to their countries in the Caribbean.
That's not the only aspect of the class.
We want them to learn more teaching strategies so that they can go back to their classrooms and infuse cutting-edge pedagogy.
And finally,
we want them to sharpen their English skills, so they're also attending seminars with the English Language Institute on campus.
Members of the Patel Center for Global Solutions and USF's College of Education put the course together.
So we have very gifted professors here from campus who are delivering lectures and presentations on economics, on U.S. history, geography, sociology.
The teachers can then blend these social studies lessons in with the other skills they're being taught and take it all back to their own classrooms. Angelina Garces Arias teaches English to teenagers in the Dominican Republic.
So we learn about how to teach through pictures, how to use computers in order to help our students in the English learning process.
Kenel Joseph is not only going to utilize these lessons in his classes at the Haitian American Institute in Port-au-Prince, he'll apply them in his weekly Go for English radio show.
I also teach grammar, vocabulary, idioms, with an emphasis on the American culture, and you should see the interest, the eagerness that the callers have.
The teachers who are staying on USF's Tampa campus aren't just stuck in the classrooms, as they've gone on an eco-cruise of Tampa Bay, visited Fort DeSoto and the beach, and celebrated the 4th of July.
They were just thrilled to see so many Americans out celebrating Independence Day.
And the grand finale, according to Dr. Cruz? A trip to Washington, D.C.
After they've been studying and talking about U.S. democracy and government, we are actually going to go to D.C. and see it up front and personal.
For more information about democracy and diversity, and to see video of the teachers turned students, go to our website at WUSF.org and click on the University Beat link. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.